Sometimes being a transitional figure who exists between two important art movements can be a guarantee you will be neglected by history. That seems to have been the fate of Nikos Krushnek, whose major works during the 1960s bridged the abstract impressionists and the pop art movement. He labeled his work pop abstractionism. Electric Soup is an exhibition of Krushnek at the Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery on the campus of Skidmore College in Saratoga Springs. It's an attempt to add to the rediscovery of his work. The hope is this exhibit will further recognize Krushnek's importance to the world of art in the latter half of the 20th century. At a recent group tour of the exhibit, led by Dayton director Ian Berry, who organized the show, Berry said about Krushnek, "He fell through the cracks." Berry explained that in the early 60s, Krushnek intuited that the abstract impressionism movement was losing its momentum. Times were changing for the better, and the mood of the nation and the world was more optimistic and less introspective. Armed with his insight, Krushnek began to experiment with bolder colors. He painted in a flat manner with glossy acrylic paint rather than oils. Two, he eliminated psychological subtext in his work, replacing it with more graphic style, using geometrical shapes rather than symbols. As the Electric Soup exhibit shows, his work was a precursor of pop art. They are large works in which bold, vivid colors dominate. They're almost playful in their seemingly simple designs that are close to illustrations. Because they were apparently lacking psychological depth, his work was not welcomed by the abstractionists. And since they lacked the ironic references of pop culture, they were not embraced by the pop artists. They were, however, accepted by independent art buyers, collectors, and museums. Krushnek was very successful with almost every major art museum owning his work. However, his style did not fully evolve into the pop art category. As that movement found public acceptance and popularity, it overshadowed Krushnek's work, which I find rather ironic. I look at Electric Soup, which is the signature work in the exhibit, and think if it included the word Shazam, you might wonder if it had been created by Andy Warhol or Rauschenberg, two leaders of the pop art movement. As Berry points out, there is an impulse to see things in Krushnek's pieces that may or may not be there. The artist compounded the puzzle by giving teasing names to his pieces, Turn Back Columbus and Son of King Kong, which begs the viewer to try to make a connection which usually doesn't exist. That's another thing Krushnek had in common with pop artists, a sense of playfulness. Berry makes the point that though this is one of the largest exhibits of Krushnek's work in many years, Electric Soup is not an in-depth exploration of the artist's work. It includes pieces created in the decades 1960, 70, 80, and 90. As such, it represents the artist's ever-growing maturity and slowly evolving vision. Electric Soup is an important exhibit of an artist who influenced many who came after him. It's an exciting, colorful exhibit that delights the mind and teases the brain. It's at the Tang Museum on Skidmore College through August 16th. For information, times the gallery is open, call 580-8080. This is Bob Geffert from Detroit Record.